Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
William Shatner has a new album out today, and it is called Bill. It could be called Bill and Friends because he has quite a few collaborators. Here's a new song from William Shatner and Joe Walsh.
Up and down and the click and the clack, around the corner now I'm all the way back. So far the fashion, I'm always in style, gonna stick around for a while. I got it made, oh yeah, I got it made in the shade. I got it made, I got it made.
Made in the Shade is the first track off Bill. The music was co-written with They Might Be Giants' Stan Miller and features contributions from Joe Walsh as well as Brad Paisley and even the Jonas Brothers' Joe Jonas, whose recently launched label is releasing the album. If that sounds like an eclectic group of collaborators, it's nothing new for Shatner. Over the course of five decades, Shatner has put out about 10 spoken word albums, starting with The Transformed Man in 1968. In that time, Shatner has worked with Iggy Pop, Sheryl Crow, Collins' Judy and Bootsy, and many more. And of course, he's also been busy in film and television, going back to Star Trek, the original series, which premiered 55 years ago this month when Shatner was 35. If you're trying to do the math, yes, that makes William Shatner 90 years old, and that's given him a lot of material to work with on Bill. William Shatner, who said I could call him Bill, joined me to talk about the album. I started by asking Bill about the path into spoken word albums and how he got from The Transformed Man to Bill.
A gentleman by the name of Ben Folds discovered the album in a garage sale somewhere. And he called me and he said, I've got an interesting thing. And we got together and he wrote a number on an album of his that was successful. And what he wrote for me was successful. So that begat my ability to do lyrical words, whether they were written for a song or whether they were poetry and music was put to them, in a series of albums, which has resulted in the latest album that is being released now called Bill. And Rob the poet and Dan Miller, the award-winning musician, they might be giants, winning all kinds of musical awards, mm-hmm. and I, the three of us, put together an album that we've called Bill. And it's a personal album, and Rob, for the most part, wrote the lyrics. I had some hand in it, and the concept of the songs were things that happened to me, but that were universal. So we tried to make a universal song out of some event, and there are 13 songs that are very personal mm-hmm. to me, in which the three of us contributed to making a song. So whether it is the spoken word, or whether it is music, or something in between, or one number will be more musical than the other, it's up to you, you, the listener, to discover. But the album is getting fascinating reviews of the kind that aren't usual. Oh, I like this album. There's the word flabbergasting or extraordinary or these words of such unique praise that I'm kind of floating on a cloud.
My guest is William Shatner. The name of his new album is Bill. This is an All of It listening party for your album, so let's listen to some music. I want to play a track called So Far From the Moon. What is this track about?
I had met the astronauts while shooting Star Trek. I had become acquainted with them and, in fact, wrote on a model of something or other, I'll see you on the moon. I'm now, a year or two later, as one of the lines in the lyric says, my marriage had been canceled, and so had my show. Mm-hmm. And I was broke, and I was doing summer theater, and I'm living in a cab over on top of a truck and I'm parked in the middle of a meadow on Long Island doing summer theater, trying to make a living, and I'm watching on a black and white 4-inch television set, looking through the window at the moon. And on the television set is the landing on the moon. I can see the moon through the window of this little tiny bed that I'm on. And the song is about how glorious that moment was for the United States and for those wonderful people that I had met, and how inglorious this moment in my life was. I was so far from the moon. And it's a very personal song about a moment in my life when I was at a low point.
Let's listen to So Far from the Moon from William Shatner.
I was doing dinner theater somewhere, I don't recall. Carpet bagging down to town, the summer to the fall. Sleeping in my pickup, feeling like I'd hit a low. My marriage had been canceled, and so had my show.
Well, it was 4 in the morning, dawn was coming soon. I was bound by gravity, so far from the moon. I was bound by gravity, and so far from the moon.
That's William Shatner from his new album, So Far from the Moon. William Shatner and Brad Paisley. And he's somebody...
Brad Paisley, this great entertainer, collaborated with me. And he lends his talents to this song, and it's just, he's wonderful in it, and I'm very proud of the number.
What keeps you two connected? You've worked together before on a couple of your other releases.
Well, over the years, we've become friends. We met at an interview show many years ago, and slowly, because our paths crossed frequently, we became buddies, and our families became friends, and we visit each other all the time and talk to each other, and I've been on... shows of his and concerts, and he on other albums of mine, and he agreed to be on this album, and I thank him for it.
You're also joined in this album by Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers, Robert Randolph. Love Robert Randolph. How do you pick your collaborators? What does a collaborator need to have? What spirit, what vibe for you to work with them?
Well, that's an interesting question, because the album was done during the whole lockdown, as the lockdown continues. We did it by remote. Rob and I would talk about what the song would be about, some of the words that that the song might have. Rob would write the lyrics, and we'd go over the lyrics, Rob and I. We'd send them to Dan. Dan would lay a bed of rhythm, which may or may not have gone. We might change that. We changed everything again and again. Then we needed a collaborator to characterize the song. Well, So Far from the Moon became a Western country song because we got Brad Paisley. Every song that there is a collaborator, that collaborator helped characterize the song, and it became unique because the collaborator made it unique. And in this case, So Far from the Moon is a Western country song. We never thought of it as a Western country song until Brad put his talents to work.
My guest is William Shatner. He has a new album called Bill. We're having an All of It listening party, so let's check out a few more tracks. There's a song in here called Loneliness, which features John Lurie, and you say on it, loneliness weighs on me, loneliness preys on me, loneliness cuts to the bone. Have you always had these feelings about loneliness, or was this written at a particular time?
Well, I speak no new truth when I say we're born alone. We emerge into the womb and we're alone and we're fussed over, but we come into the world alone. And as the song ends, will there be anybody there at the end? We die alone. And in between, some people, myself included, feel alone a lot. And loneliness is terrible. We put people in solitary confinement to punish them. Mm-hmm. And some people are in solitary confinement through no wish of their own in their lives. And days will go by before you meet somebody to talk to or to associate with. So loneliness lurks in all of us, and in some of us is there, it is there a great deal. So that's what my song applies itself to.
And it's so poignant given the last year and a half, because people went days without seeing other people. I mean, it was a sadly universal feeling for much of 2020.
I agree.
Let's listen to Loneliness from William Shatner.
The word itself sounds weak, couldn't withstand a breeze. But in some ways, it's stronger than steel. It works its dark power in the depths of my soul, of which I'm afraid to feel. It can change how I dress and reorder my ways. Like a terrorist waving a gun. Makes me censor my thoughts or talk about things I wouldn't have otherwise done. Loneliness weighs on me. Loneliness preys on me. Loneliness cuts to the bone. Loneliness whispers lies. Loneliness.
That's from the album Bill. My guest is William Shatner. There's another song on the album called Masks, which begins, "They say actors wear masks, or do masks wear actors? The line is so thin. There are so many factors." Let's play a little bit of that track, and we can talk about it on the other side.
Am I the cop with a chip on his shoulder? Am I Alexander the Great, braver and bolder? Am I the lawyer who'd take anyone on? Am I the pitchman, madman, joker, John? Are these any more false or any more true than the ones that I wear on the screen in broad view? Well, they're all inside me like a circus or a fair, mixing, turning, and fighting for air. You see, these are the masks. These are the masks. These are the masks worn by me.
That is from the album Bill. My guest is William Shatner. So this song reminds me of, we had the actor Udo Kier on recently, who said his philosophy about acting is not to act, just be the person. And I know you sort of follow that philosophy as well. You said in an interview recently, "I don't know what people mean when they say, talk about my persona. I'm just myself. If you're not yourself, who are you?" How did you come to that in your life? A lot of people don't necessarily, you know, have the confidence to just say that.
Well, what a lot of people don't realize is they're holding a mask up according to who they're facing, facing the mirror, or facing their father or mother, or facing their loved one, or facing somebody who dislikes them. There's a mask being held up inadvertently, really, most of the time. Or sometimes you plan a mask. I'm going to be angry because, any of the myriad of emotions that we feel. So we're all holding up masks all the time. When don't we hold up a mask needs introspection? And that's what the song is about.
You've been so busy. You've got the album. You released a movie earlier this year. You've been on some TV shows. On YouTube, I saw you dove with sharks for a Discovery special.
Did you see it, or did you read about it?
there's a little there's a clip on YouTube.
That was an enlightening moment, I gotta tell you.
Oh, tell me more.
Facing fear, real fear, not for the first time, but the first time in a long time, thinking, my life is in jeopardy here. But again, going back to masks, that every incident in your life, whether it's a good meal or an argument or offering an opinion, you're holding up a mask. Now, it's you, because you can't think other than what is you, so it's you doing something. Why Hamlet is so interesting from any actor is because the actor is indigenously different, but he's saying the same words, but they come out differently because there's a different filter being used by the actor.
Why is it important to you to try new things?
Well, originally, take the sharks, for example.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking
with
about.
Their right mind, but on a visit with four tiger sharks, 18 feet long with mouths about 18 inches wide, and a diver, a really profound pro behind me, fending off sharks coming over to nuzzle me, and pushing them aside like you'd push, I don't know, a horse that was inquisitive. You'd push the horse aside. No, no, Nelly, not here. But this is a dangerous animal. I hesitate to say man-eater because it's important that people know that sharks don't eat mankind, and the sharks, especially the apex predators, are essential, critical to the health of the ocean. So us hunting them and killing them is a huge self-defeating mistake.
My guest is William Shatner. We're having an All of It listening party for his album, Bill. We've been talking a little bit about life and death here, and there's a song called What Do We Know in which you contemplate questions about life and death. What were some of the questions you find yourself thinking about at this point in life?
Being suspicious about sounding superficial, you know? I think about death. I think the slow realization that I know nothing has come to the fore. I sort of realize that humbly that I really don't know anything, and I have no ability to give advice because I realize the advice is mine, comes from my experience and not yours. So if my child said, what shall I do? In truth, you've got to say, I don't know. What do you want to do? I mean, it's really a slow realization that we don't know anything and what we do with that knowledge. How profound that thought, that the depth of that thought is, and how superficial we all are about what we think we know. And that goes for anything. I mean, science is always changing. Medication is always changing. Philosophy is changing. The plate tectonics, the Big Bang, the dark holes. I mean, everything. Oh, really? Plate tectonics? Is that how it happened? I mean, we're all just so superficial in our knowledge that it's humbling to realize that. And that song is about what do we know?
The name of the album is Bill. My guest has been William Shatner. Bill Shatner, it has been a pleasure speaking with you.
Pleasure is mine. I hope we do this again sometime.
Let's go out on What Do We Know?
What do we know? What are the answers? The baby's birth, the murderous cancer. Why should we care? What should we do? Is there something beyond just me and you? Mm-hmm.
Shakespeare, he wrote seven ages, began with the sputtering child to the drooling old man. Yes, the world is a stage.
That was my conversation with William Shatner about his new album out today. It is titled Bill.